Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Didn't even know I needed that this morning. Keep it up. Such a good song. Okay, all right, it's a talk show. It's fine. 7:10 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Bad news for those of you who were expecting to cross the railroad tracks at the airport. They have closed that, apparently. I've got a report in. Somebody said it is, and the seems to be confirmed on the Google traffic maps. I had been warning you all morning that this was going to happen, and even yesterday I put up a video about it. They're doing the refurbishment rehabilitation work on the railroad tracks, which they started downtown to going backwards this time. If you remember, what is it, 9-10 years ago, they did it the other direction, started in the north and moved south. Now, just for fun, you know, surprise, we're going to go the other direction. So we knew this was coming. We just didn't know it was going to be that way, and we don't have dates, except for the one sign that was up in the area said Hancock was going to be closed starting today. And I thought, oh, great, Veterans Day at least. But it's raining, so that means that the asphalt work is going to be delayed. They have to have clean days for asphalt. I was told they do not even, you know, lay the asphalt at all. Cannot do it when there's raining. So airport has been closed. Hancock, Burgess, Oakfield, all expected to be closed imminently. St. John is open. That's the cut around by back behind PCC. But yeah, I don't know yet if the other ones are done or if they're going to be done soon. But, you know, going to be closed. But I'm worried that they're all going to be closed, in which case you kind of just won't be able to get here from there. Is the problem. So we'll keep you apprised. If you see any of the other roads closed, it's not as much. I know it sucks if you drive airport. Okay, trust me. I know. It's really, really inconvenient. But, okay, the good news is at least at the moment you do have those alternatives. You can either go up to Hancock or to go down to Brent. Neither is great, but it's at least available. The problem is if they do all four of those roads, if they do Burgess, Oakfield, and Hancock and airport all at the same time, egads. What that's going to mean tomorrow when Brown Barge and West Florida are back in session is just going to be a nightmare. I mean, it's already bad at drop-off and pickup, especially at West Florida, but also Brown Barge is not fun. So if it's, you know, you cannot get east and west across the railroad tracks there, so yay. This falls in the category of, it just, I don't want to say that. You know, everybody works in an industry where sometimes quality control doesn't quite rise to the level that it should be. You know, we do too. I know sometimes, you know, and I appreciate you guys telling us, we hear spots that sound wrong or say a thing wrong. I'm like, I know. Or we do it. You know, I say something wrong and you correct me. Or John tells me that nobody calls it US 29. They say Highway 29. I say, fine. Fine, old Miss Boy. So, you know, whatever. But so every industry struggles with this. However, every once in a while, the failure is of a uniquely catastrophic form. This would be that. You know the movie Wicked? Okay, the version of the Broadway. I'm really excited to see this because I have never seen the play. I really want to. I've always wanted to. I just never have. So it's a fabulous premise. It's supposed to be fantastic. Everybody who said it says it's fantastic. Okay, fine. It's the, you know, alternate version of the backstory on Wizard of Oz, right? It's the basic premise. So, as goes the way, when you come up against Christmas, you have merchandising. And in this case, you have Wicked dolls. And not Wicked dolls like they're bad, but just it's from the movie Wicked. So you have Elphaba and Glinda and Nessa Rose dolls are out. And as is often the case, when you merchandise toys for children, you have, you know, websites and QR codes and things on the back. And the one thing I would recommend is if you do manage to pick up any of the Wicked doll packages at the store, I would say at the very least, be cautious clicking on or taking your phone out and going to any of these links, because apparently somebody somewhere made a mistake and they listed porn sites. So now the good news, so the story is that it pops up a, are you 21 or not? But it's RU21 with all kinds of horrible things still shown. I don't know how that's possible, if that's how that works. I'm really not all that adept at the porn sites. so I don't know what's normal in this regard. But sounds like that's not great, especially on children's toys. So, yeah. Maybe give them the doll and not the packaging. 714 on News Radio 92.3. Sorry, it's awful. What was the other thing I was going to tell you about? We're learning more about Kamala Harris's campaign and what she spent money on. Now, maybe if she had won, and that's kind of always the case, right? If it had turned out, maybe you wouldn't have cause to, you know, mention stuff like this. But you remember how she did that that big event with Oprah? You know, the big, like, there's a whole group of people, and it's Oprah, and there's a set, and there's $1 million it cost. $1 million they paid to Harpo, you know, which I don't know if it was directly to Oprah per se. I mean, it's her company. Sounds like they built this set and that was a part of it to make it look fantastic. Six figures on the set. Oh, also they spent six figures on creating a set for the podcast Call Her Daddy. So they were big into making expensive sets. All kinds of other money spent, you know, for... You had all of these performers like Jon Bon Jovi and Christina Aguilera and Katy Perry, and apparently they didn't all just perform for free. So I don't want to say this the right way. Do you think Obama had to pay celebrities? No, he was Obama. At least I think so. I mean, I could be wrong. It's possible I could be wrong. But, man, when you got to pay your friends to come to the party, it's not great. 716 on News Radio 92, especially so much money. John Pickens has got traffic on the 5. John?
No new accidents to let you know about, but if you're traveling on airport between I-110 and Palafox, that railroad track closing is closed right there, so you can either take Hancock Lane or Burgess. Other than that, traffic looks good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 5.
Did get a note in here from our good friend Mike Wood at Pensacola Police Department. Says that there is currently a standoff involving a man who may be armed, at an apartment inside Gonzales Court. He is on his way, and he'll give us more information as soon as he gets there. But again, that's at Gonzales Court, and there's some kind of a standoff involving Pensacola Police Department and maybe somebody who is armed. We'll get you more when we know more. 716 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you've got plumbing needs, if you've got electrical needs, if you've got air conditioning, heating, anything in that vicinity, it kind of makes sense, especially the electrical, heating, and air conditioning, because those are all kind of interconnected things, right? But plumbing, too. If you're inside the home making big repairs, might as well handle all the repairs. Peden does. They take care of all of that stuff. So anything inside your home, they can work on it. They have been in business a long time, 55 years. You know, they started in Panama City, expanded rapidly across the Gulf Coast. You know, they were in Pensacola for a long time. They've been in Tallahassee for a long time. Now they've expanded west to Baldwin County, passing over the state line, going all the way over into Mobile County. So they are all the way across the Gulf Coast. So if you need any of that stuff, they show up on time. They do good quality work, professional work. They stand by it afterwards, 100% satisfaction guarantee. So Peden has got what you need. Also, for this month of November, they've got a free tank water heater or $1,000 off a tankless. That's the on-demand kind water heater when you purchase a new air conditioning system, which, you know, I know it's kind of not their favorite thing in the whole wide world to go out and have to buy a new AC, but you do want one that works. And if you do, you get a free water, a tanked water heater or $1,000 off a tankless system. Or you can have 10% off Mow and Flow. It's a smart water monitor, an automatic shutoff sensor to prevent leaks turning into floods. The sensor automatically shuts off the water flow when it detects abnormal water usage, which is, you know, sometimes the beginning of a leak or indicating a leak. You can turn it on or off and monitor your home from anywhere. Find out more at Peden, P-E-A-D-E-N. .com. And speaking of Mobile, I have tickets to give away to the Renaissance Fair in Robertsdale, a medieval village there, November 16th through the 17th and November 23rd to the 24th, a family four-pack. So a four-pack of tickets to the Mobile Renaissance Fair. Caller number one, 437-1620. What is happening to my mouth right now? 437-1620. Caller number one wins four tickets to the Mobile Renaissance Fair.
Today, Strength for Life honors our veterans. Veterans Day was previously called Armistice Day. The word armistice means truce. It was at 11 o'clock of the 11th day of the 11th month, which of course is November, when Germany and allied nations signed a truce to end the Great War, World War I. 1 year later, Woodrow Wilson declared that on the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month, Americans should observe a moment of silence to remember the truce and embrace peace. This national holiday honors both those who have served during America's war times, as well as those who have served during times of peace. To all those veterans out there, thank you for your service to our country. We appreciate you deeply and recognize the United States of America to be the greatest country in human history. Thank you for your sacrifice to this great nation.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of Northstone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
This holiday season, you can give the gift of hope, stability, and a brighter future. Pensacola Habitat for Humanity is creating lasting change by providing affordable home ownership opportunities right here in Escambia and Santa Rosa counties. Together, they can change lives for generations to come. Your end-of-the-year gift not only builds homes, it builds hope. And with tax season approaching, it's a gift that gives back to you, too. Visit PensacolaHabitat.org and give today, because everyone deserves a place to call home.
Are you ready to experience healthcare that truly cares? At VIP Care, they're not just your primary care provider, they're your healthcare partner. Specializing in primary care for adults 65 and older, VIP Care's compassionate doctors focus on prevention, creating personalized care plans to keep you healthy and active. With 4 convenient clinics in Pensacola, same-day appointments, and a dedicated on-call provider available 24/7, VIP Care makes healthcare easy and accessible. Visit getvipcare.com to find a clinic near you.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknight 7 to 10, before WEAR-TV News, on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Excuse me, sir. Can you direct me to the naval base in Alameda? It's where they keep the nuclear vessels. Nuclear vessels.
Third down and 6. Dark. Wells. Touchdown. Juice Wells.
Ole Miss getting 2 different touchdowns against Georgia over the weekend and then 5 field goals. And, man, the Ole Miss defense is just really good. I mean, really, really scary good. I've never seen Carson Beck seem to be so frustrated ever. Meanwhile, Alabama plays LSU and Jalen Hurts, Jalen Milroe. I was watching the Hurts play at the other level, but anyway, Jalen Milroe, unbelievable at quarterback.
8th play of this opening drive. It's a keeper. Milroe follows the back. Milroe explodes to the secondary, race to the end zone. Touchdown, tied. What a start.
39 yards for that one to make 13 in the season in the first quarter.
Milroe, keeper all the way. Jalen Milroe, touchdown.
10 yards in the second quarter to make 14, most in a season by an Alabama quarterback.
Milroe again, keeper. Jalen Milroe to the house. The hat trick, rushing touchdowns.
My God, 19 yards in the third quarter. And then they saved the big one for last in the fourth quarter. That's right, 4 rushing touchdowns for him over the weekend.
Haynes and Miller in the backfield. First time you've seen this look. And now Miller motions out. Milroe just takes off. Guess what? Quarterback run. Jalen Milroe to sprint. Number 4 with his 4th rushing touchdown. 72 yards.
Unbelievable. How is he only the 3rd ranked quarterback for the college pick? I don't understand that at all. I want him, you know. 7:23 on News Radio 92.3. Let's see. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, first, Andrew, we actually got just another quick update from Mike Wood here a few moments ago saying that PPD's SWAT team is headed to the scene of that incident as well. So I guess this would be the first time they deployed the Bearcat.
Oh, I suppose it would be, yeah. Well, unless it's, yeah, fair enough, yeah.
So, anyway, we'll keep you updated once we learn any more about that situation. And that's, again, in one of those apartments off of Gonzalez Court. President-elect Donald Trump has picked former Immigration and Customs Enforcement Director Tom Homan to serve as his border czar. In a post on Truth Social, Trump said that Homan will be in charge of, quote, all deportation of illegal aliens back to their country of origin. Classes have been canceled today at Tuskegee University following a shooting there that left an 18-year-old dead and 16 other people hurt. Tuskegee Mayor Lawrence Haygood Jr. said there was a strong police presence on campus for their homecoming activities over the weekend, but not in the area where that shooting happened. And four people are safe thanks to a Disney cruise ship. Disney says that four stranded boaters were rescued yesterday morning by a cruise ship that was on its way to Port Canaveral. The Disney Treasure was off of Bermuda when it got a distress call from a 50-foot catamaran. I think, what is that, sailboat?
Yeah.
Catamaran sailboat, mm-hmm. And responded from about 80 miles out.
Hmm. All right. Wow. Interesting. All right, David, thanks so much for the update. 724 here on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. WSRE's festival, the PBS Festival of Trees. Kick off the holidays with the festival and take home the Tree of Your Dreams. Trees, wreaths decorated by local designers will be on display the 15th to the 17th in the Amos Studio at Pensacola State College. Each one will be up for auction and sale in support of WSRE's PBS and the programs that you love. Catch the spirit of the season at the Festival of Trees. Free photos with Santa, holiday music, admission is free. John Pickens got traffic on the fives. John?
Brought to you by Knox Pest Control, their family serving your family since 1929. For information on a free pest or termite quote, you can visit knoxpest.com. Knox knocks them out. No new accidents to let you know about right now, but I am seeing some delays. If you're on Airport Boulevard between I-110 and Palafox, that railroad crossing right there is closed for today. So you either take Hancock Lane or Brent Lane to get around that problem. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
And depending on the rain, 2 to 3 days is what we're expecting.
That's
for
crazy.
That one to be closed. Yeah. If there's rain, it'll be closed longer. Hey, you know, what happens sometimes at the holidays is you get around family, right, that you maybe haven't seen as often. And sometimes what happens is that you notice they're different. Okay, especially if it's like your parents or, you know, could be brothers and sisters, depending on your age. But, you know, as people age, they change. And sometimes the changes are just, you know, sort of normal. And sometimes they seem more serious. And it seems like maybe they've gone through, you know, like it's harder for them to do things for themselves. It's harder for them to follow conversations. Like, you know, and what you tend to do is you tend to ignore it because you don't want to admit that it's happening. And also you feel like that's going to lead you to awkward conversations with them. Okay, but don't ignore it. Okay, because if they're your loved ones and they need help. And I have a good friend who is a great resource when it comes to these things. John Horton, he's got an organization called Assisted Living Locators. He and a team of local folks who are here to help you with exactly this stuff, help you figure out what is the next best life phase for the people that you love and where will they get the care that they need, whether that's, you know, full-time care or whether that's just assisted living, you know, light care, whatever the case may be, they can help you with that. And John is just really, really good. So especially at the holidays, kind of pay attention. And if you need a resource or somebody to talk to, 712-0887 for John Horton at Assisted Living Locators. 727 here on News Radio 92.3. Rainy day today. definitely not. One of the stories that came out in the last couple of days is this just, it's a super bizarre story about FEMA. And in case you don't know the backdrop here, okay, FEMA's been around handling hurricane response, as they do. And in Florida, okay, after Hurricane Milton. And what they do is they send teams of people around, they go door to door, and they check on people to see if they need, you know, to help them file claims or to make sure that they're getting what they, and you know, that's good. Okay, it's not just passive waiting for people to fill out the stuff. It's actually FEMA on the ground going to see if people need help. That's good. The list of things that the local door-to-door FEMA reps were told to do, it says implement best practices. Not one goes anywhere alone, which makes sense. Don't go anywhere alone. Practice de-escalation and preventative measures because people may be upset or they may be argumentative or just people are weird, you know. Communicate and follow the rules. Okay, good. Bring a towel with you tomorrow in the field. Not sure why that is, but that's probably useful for, I don't know, wiping your hands off or who knows. It sounds like a useful thing. Take frequent breaks and drink water. Obviously good. Avoid high-salt diets and coffee because you're going to be out in the field all day long. Coconut water is a fast way to replenish your electrolytes quickly. Well, good tips. Avoid homes advertising Trump. Not kidding. They actually sent out, one of the supervisors sent out, Supervisor Marnie Washington, apparently, sent out a note to all of his subordinates saying, avoid homes advertising Trump. Now, I'm going to give you two different reactions to this story, okay? Reaction number one is what I would call the standard reaction, which is, this is absolutely outrageous. How dare they punish people with whom they disagree and, you know, basically play politics with disaster aid? I understand that answer. I agree. That's a fair response. If it had been, if they had said avoid homes that say, you know, Harris, right? Can you imagine? But, okay, and at the risk of sounding like I'm defending them, it's possible that they were concerned that FEMA from the federal government would be in a more conflict-prone environment with high Trump supporters. Now, that doesn't justify avoiding Trump homes. That doesn't justify this, because if you're practicing your de-escalation, if you're getting along with people, that, I mean, they should go to every home. But you're going to have to convince me it was meant as political punishment, because I can at least see the sliver of how it might have been something else. Good idea? No. Good interpretation? No. Should they fire him? They have. They have. And Deanne Criswell of FEMA says, we're going to never let this kind of thing happen again, which is good.
Fox News, I'm CJ Papa. President-elect Donald Trump chooses former ICE Director Tom Homan to be his new border czar to lead the mass deportation that he promised while campaigning.
Sanctuary cities don't want to help us to get the hell out of the way, because we're coming.
Homan earlier on Fox and Friends. There is a Senate leadership race for Republicans.
President-elect Trump is calling on those vying to become Senate GOP leader to support a Senate tool that essentially allows him to bypass Congress to quickly get his preferred administration officials in place. In this post on X, Trump calls for recess appointments. This refers to the president's ability to fill federal vacancies while the Senate is in recess. The top contenders to replace Mitch McConnell are getting in line.
Fox's Madeline Rivera in 2 minutes of silence, 11 a.m. local time in London, marking the end of World War I and Armistice Day. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 7:31 at News Radio 92.3. It's still rainy, but it looks like the rain's slowing down a little bit here in Pensacola right now. We've got 70 degrees across the area.
Breaking news on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
And this just in from Pensacola Police. PPD has now confirmed that the suspect involved in that standoff with officers at an apartment on Gonzalez Court is armed. PPD's SWAT team is responding to the incident. This was first reported to us about 20 minutes ago. PPD's Mike Wood is at the scene. We are waiting to learn more about the situation. This is the first deployment for PPD's new Bearcat armored vehicle. Well, not quite out of the woods just yet. Another potential tropical development on the horizon in the Caribbean. The National Hurricane Center giving a disturbance, about a 40% chance of developing over the next week. They're expecting a low pressure system to form in the next few days, and a tropical depression could form as soon as this weekend. Well, it's Veterans Day. That's a day to honor all veterans here in our community and all across the nation. There's parades scheduled here in our area today, although with this rainy weather, we will let you know if there's any changes. The Milton Parade actually has been canceled because of the rain. The downtown Pensacola Parade still scheduled as far as we know. That would start at 9:30 this morning. It'll run from Garden down Spring Street, Main Street, and Bayfront Parkway and end at Veterans Memorial Park. Of course, following the parade, then there will be a ceremony there at the park with the ringing of the bells. Some road closures along that route as well. Parade also scheduled later this afternoon on Pensacola Beach. That parade scheduled for 2 o'clock this afternoon. That'll run on Via de Luna past Avenue to 10 to the Beach Pavilion. And Niceville had their Veterans Day parade over the weekend. They had theirs on Saturday morning.
Enjoy it. It's nice being part of a community where people come together and kind of celebrate the sacrifices of those that kind of helped build this country.
That is veteran Nicholas Pallier, and he told Channel 3 that he sees Veterans Day as a time for him to reflect on his service. Red, white, and blue lined the streets there in Niceville, and folks waved flags as that parade moved through town. Well, police in Atmore investigating a drive-by shooting that happened on Saturday on Brooks Lane. Officers say a man was shot in the lower body from a moving vehicle. The man's sister reportedly called police to report that shooting. They are asking anybody with information on that to contact them. The city of Pensacola officially opened Bruce Beach to the public last Friday. A ceremony was held at the park to unveil phase two of the Bruce Beach Revitalization Project. That project, part of the Pensacola Waterfront Framework Plan, which supports the city's goal of creating a more connected public waterfront. And class is canceled today at Tuskegee University. This is after a shooting there that left an 18-year-old dead, 16 people hurt. Tuskegee Mayor Lawrence Haygood Jr. said there was a strong police presence on campus for homecoming activities over the weekend, but they were not in the area where that shooting happened on Sunday morning.
This occurred in an area that no one knew about. It was unauthorized, so there would have been security there, I'm sure, had it been a planned event.
25-year-old Jaquez Murek was arrested as he left the scene. He faces a federal charge for possession of a machine gun. And a little bit of rain yesterday. Wasn't able to put a damper on the Pensacola Egg Fest. Despite a rainy start to Sunday morning, hundreds of people showed up to sample big green egg cooked foods. And this was the first year for the Egg Fest at their new location outside of the Hajai Shrine Temple on Nine Mile Road. It's 7:35 at News Radio, and John Pickens has our traffic on the fives.
No new accidents to let you know about right now, but if you're traveling on Airport Boulevard between I-110 and Palafox, the train track right there, the railroad crossing, is closed, so people are having to turn around. You can either take Hancock Lane or Brent Lane to avoid that area. I-10, I-110 looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, John. Now our Channel 3 forecast.
This is meteorologist Brooke Richardson with your first warning weather update. We are going to have a wet day for your Veterans Day. 80% chance of those showers lasting through the morning and the afternoon. High near 77 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 67. Rain could continue through your Tuesday morning. 20% chance of rain through the entire day as things will be drying up in the afternoon. High on Tuesday near 78, low near 66. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
And thank you very much, Brooke. Right now we do have 70 degrees across the area with rain. Our next news at 8 o'clock. We've got breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Vietnam said Chinese online retailers Shein and Temu need to register with the government before the end of November, or it will block their internet domains and apps from being used in the country. Vietnam's government has expressed concern about the impact on local markets due to deep discounting and the possible sale of counterfeit items. India's financial crime agency will summon Flipkart and Amazon executives as it steps up an investigation into alleged foreign investment law violations. The planned action signals growing regulatory scrutiny of Walmart-owned Flipkart and Amazon when their sales are rapidly growing in India's $70 billion e-commerce market. Futures are slightly higher. Friday, the Dow Industrials gained 259, the NASDAQ up 17, and the S&P 500 up 22. Once again, futures are slightly higher. Dow Industrials gained 259 on Friday. That's Your Money Now.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical, plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
Kick off the holidays with WSRE's Festival of Trees and take home the tree of your dreams. Trees and wreaths, decorated by local designers, will be on display November 15th through the 17th in the WSRE Amos Studio at Pensacola State College. Each will be up for auction and for sale in support of WSRE PBS and the programs you love. Catch the spirit of the season at WSRE's Festival of Trees. There'll be free photos with Santa and holiday music, too. Admission is free.
Fall is a great time of the year for gardening, whether it's fertilizing the lawn, pruning, planting shrubs, cool weather color, and of course, winter vegetables. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got gardening questions, we've got the answers on the News Radio Garden Line. Every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesday, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9.
Sponsored by Pensacola Hardware, Blue Sky Landscaping, and Barnes Feed Store.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay.
Mayor D.C. Reeves, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Andrew, glad to be here.
Andrew McKay, mornings at 5.
It's time to talk with our good friend Mike Wood, the Public Information Officer for the Pensacola Police Department. Mike, welcome back to the show, sir.
I'm glad I don't have to say that real fast every day. Good morning.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings 5 till 9, before pep talk.
Julio Diaz always gets us up to speed on the movies that are coming out. Julio, welcome back, sir.
Hey, good morning, Andrew.
News Radio Pensacola.
Informative, local, dependable.
Tuesday, Americans went to the polls and elected Donald Trump to be the next president of the United States.
To many people, including many people watching this show right now, the results were shocking and even horrifying.
Donald Trump, who tried to forcibly overturn the results of the last election, was returned to office by an overwhelming majority.
This is the same Donald Trump who openly called for vengeance against his political enemies.
Now, thanks to the Supreme Court, there are no guardrails.
Nothing to protect the people who are brave enough to speak out against him.
And that is why we at SNL would like to say to Donald Trump, we have been with you all along.
This was super weird. And not just, I mean, they did turn it into a joke, but seeing the SNL cast come up and basically give their real views. Well, Andrew, that was part of the script. Yeah, but it was their real views. Just not for humor, just for woe unto us. I mean, if they'd have come out in sackcloth and ashes, it would have been, you know, more appropriate. Oh, it's terrible, terrible. But then the turn is, we've always liked you.
We have never wavered.
But listen to his voice quiver, fighting back the emotion. Jimmy Kimmel-esque.
We have never wavered in our support of you, even when others doubted you.
Every single person on this stage believed in you.
Every single person on this stage voted for you.
Because we see ourselves in you. We look at you and think, that's me.
That's the man I want my future children to look up to.
See, is this satire of Trump or is this satire of themselves? For their inability to see anything of value in him or who he is. See, the thing about this is humor that just tells what you really believe isn't exactly humor. Because what they really believe that Trump is going to come and clean out NBC and MSNBC and round up the reporters. And like, they really believe this. You can tell from the way they're doing it. And so this isn't satire for comedy. It's just, we hate you and we don't trust you and we're scared and you're a dictator and a tyrant. And this is like a twist on that theme.
And Mr. Trump, Your Honor, we know that you say things that are controversial sometimes, but really you're just speaking the truth. And I hate how the lamestream media, Michael Che, tries to spin it to make you look foolish.
At least Joseph's making fun of Michael Che, right?
So if you're keeping some sort of list of your enemies, then we should not be on that list.
And it's C-H-E, Che.
And if we find out someone here voted for Kamala, we will rat them out so fast.
Like our three disgusting new cast members.
So real quick, left to right, that's Jan Whitline, Ashley Padilla, and Emil Joaquim. You can find their home addresses online. Hail Trump.
Wait, What?
You can find their home addresses online. Hail Trump.
Oh, my God. I had not caught that one. I caught the second one. I didn't catch that one the first time around.
But the rest of us, hail Trump, voted for you at least once.
I voted for you 50 times in Pennsylvania.
Hail Trump? Oh, my God. I just look, I believe in they're entitled to their speech. They are totally entitled to their speech. It's not funny. It's kind of disgusting. But if they want to believe it, you know, people say all kinds of horrible things about Donald Trump and about Joe Biden and about presumably Andrew McKay. I mean, you know, that's free speech. That's fine. It's just out loud, your satirical take is hail Trump twice?
92% of black women voted for Kamala, but I was one of the proud 8%. For me, it's brother Donald X. Trump all the way.
And then the only time that kind of got close to being funny is they brought in the guy who does Trump is really good at imitating Trump's speaking style. And they bring him out in a like a muscle outfit, basically, like a super over muscular, like think Stallone in, you know, First Blood or something.
We're so excited to debut our new impression, Hot Jacked Trump.
That's right. That's right. It's me, Hot Jacked Trump. They finally got the body right. But from now on, we're going to do very flattering portrayal of Trump because he's, frankly, my hero. And he's going to make an incredible president and eventually king. We love you, buddy.
And you could see him roll his eyes as he was walking off the stage, like breaking character to give his real opinion, you know?
In summary, all of us at SNL are so excited for Trump 2.0, which is also what I blew on a breathalyzer Wednesday morning.
We can't wait to see what you do with the country this time. I keep waking up in the middle of the night screaming, with joy, of course.
My only regret is that we didn't get to do another January 6th, because I was ready.
Me too.
So that's how they open the show. They don't make fun of Kamala Harris. They don't make fun of Joe Biden ever in the entire thing. They don't have any real introspective look at what happened. It was just sad. And they had Elon Musk on there, but it was also weird. Not even worth playing for you. The thing that I've said this for you, and I'm not the only one to say this, but, you know, what I've said for years is real hate can't be the basis of good comedy. There's got to be just at least a little bit of love for your target. You know, a little bit. Otherwise, it's just mean. And the funny thing about Trump is, you know, there's all kinds of ways you can make fun of him that are entertaining, just like Biden, just like Harris. And they just can't see their way clear. I mean, I was thinking about Kimmel and Colbert, who, you know, actually, let me get a quick traffic report, and then we'll come back to this in a second. John Pickens got traffic on the fives.
No new accidents to let you know about, but if you're traveling on Airport Boulevard between I-110 and Palafox, the railroad crossing is closed right there. So my advice, take Hancock or Brent Lane to get you where you need to go. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. Yeah, the other day, I was just looking for it because I didn't have this one up in front of me. The other day, Jimmy Kimmel had made a comment, or was it Stephen Colbert? Now I just cannot remember, and I can't seem to find it fast enough. They basically made the comment that, you know, some people have been saying that we're going to be happy about this because now we have material for 4 years. And then they said, well, no, you wouldn't want that because that's like telling a janitor to be excited about people having diarrhea because then he has more to clean up. Like, you guys ought to expand your brand. If you expanded your brand to where you didn't just fixate on your Trump hatred all the time, you would be more people would watch your show. I might consider watching. That's like Jon Stewart. What makes him part of what makes him so captivating is that he'll target anything. And he'll recognize where there's weakness anywhere, and he'll make fun of it, and he'll expose it, and he'll talk about it. And it's regardless of whether it's Democrats or Republicans or Trump or non-Trump or whatever. And these folks, again, the late-night talk show hosts, except for Jimmy Fallon, who doesn't really do politics much, it's and SNL, it's all anti-Trump all the time. It's just so weirdly one-dimensional, like uncreative, unclever is the problem. Because I like comedy, you like comedy, and, you know, all kinds of people find ways to make it entertaining, and they find a way to make it just not entertaining at all. 7:48 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay.
If you're struggling with ED or your performance is down and your belly fat is growing, listen up. You've got one life. Now is the time to act.
At Wave Men's Health, we're not just healthcare. We're your secret weapon. Don't wait another day. Here's why you need to act right now.
Every moment you delay, your condition could worsen. It's not just about sex. It's about your heart, your relationship, your life.
Wave Men's Health has years of proven results for low testosterone and increasing drive, energy level, and performance. We've introduced ED and enhancement treatments so exclusive, you'll wonder why you waited.
Procrastination is the thief of time. When it comes to your sexual health, you can't afford to wait. Join the league of gentlemen who've walked out of our doors with a swagger.
Call Wave Men's Health at 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Book your $99 male performance consultation now, including blood work. Call 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
It's open enrollment time for health insurance. Have you signed up? Do you know where? Whether you currently have coverage or not, there are some important things you need to know. Get your questions answered. Tune in Wednesday at 10 a.m. as Chad Picchio from Affiliated Insurance joins the Pensacola Expert Panel so you can get the facts and the latest information on healthcare.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
The holidays mean more travel, more shopping, and more personal info in more places that could expose you more to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second. If your identity's stolen, their U.S.-based restoration specialists will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Don't face drained accounts, fraudulent loans, or financial losses alone. Get more holiday fun and less holiday worry with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year with promo code CLAY. Visit LifeLock.com. Terms apply.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Winterfest in downtown Pensacola begins Friday and goes through the holidays with 500,000 lights, performances, tours, and of course, Santa. See PensacolaWinterfest.org. Friday night, enjoy another gallery night in downtown Pensacola. This month's theme is Festival of Living Art. Meet your friends and neighbors for another fun evening. See GalleryNightPensacola.org for more. Submit your events at NewsRadio923.com.
News Radio 92.3.
The winner of the prestigious Marconi Award Media Market Station of the Year from the National Association of Broadcasters.
Informative, local, dependable.
Go, go, gadget arms! Here I come!
Body language. Body language. Body language.
Good morning, 7:52 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Texts about the SNL segment where they basically pretended to be fake supporters of Trump now that he's won the election out of fear that he's going to retaliate against them or something, just like he did in the first 4 years, you know. that's a joke, by the way. Somebody says Trump derangement syndrome needs to be a real documented psychological disease. Somebody says this comes after they broke the FCC rules in favor of Kamala Harris. Somebody else says, so in a bubble, they think they get it. And naturally, everybody agrees. And yet Trump got the popular vote, too. Somebody else says, that's the first I've heard this SNL segment. I thought it was spot on satire and hilarious. Trump will give them lots to make fun of for the next 4 years. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, Texas Governor Greg Abbott is hoping that Donald Trump's re-election will take the burden off of Texas as they try to secure the border.
I've had private talks with the president, and he's going to be stronger and better at securing the border than he was in his first term.
And Texas lawmakers have allocated $10 billion for their Operation Lone Star, which has increased border patrols, walls, and fencing. President Biden and Vice President Harris will be appearing together at a Veterans Day ceremony later this morning. That'll be at Arlington National Cemetery. It's their first public appearance together since the election last week. And four people are safe thanks to a Disney cruise ship. Disney says four stranded boaters were rescued yesterday by a cruise ship on their way to Port Canaveral.
Now, this isn't the get away from Trump for 4 years cruise ship, right?
No, but boy,
the Don Voyage.
Oh, if they don't name it that,
they absolutely should name it that. Absolutely. Yeah, I think that was in the Fox News headline or something. That was what they called it. So I can't take credit for that. That's a really good line to call it the Don Voyage. People who want to just travel the world for 4 years until it all blows over. Feel free. Please go. 437-1620, 437-1620. Oh, this is actually a really interesting conversation that I'm just going to let it play a little bit, okay? Hoda Kotb and Jenna Bush Hager, which way do you go? Anyway, they were having a conversation about baby names the other day. Here was the conversation about where they're getting baby name inspiration from.
Well, according to the New York Post, there's a new trend in baby names.
It's called my best friend's dad baby naming trend. So I guess that's it. So you take your best friend's dad
and name
your child
after
it.
You must be very close with your best friend's dad. No, I think they're just saying that more traditional male names, mm-hmm. like Drew, Noah, and Dylan.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we know
a Dylan and a Drew and a Noah. Yeah.
That could be cool.
Stop stealing boy names for girls, because it never goes the other way. Eventually, every boy is just going to be named Mark because there won't be any gender neutral, gender fluid, formerly inverted names left.
So who's your best friend's
Well, I have a lot
name?
Of best friends, but Mia, one of my best friends, mm-hmm. or Farrell's, mm-hmm. I could either go Jimmy,
mm-hmm.
what?
Which I don't know if Jimmy works for, but James kind of does.
What?
James
does. I have a friend named Jimmy.
A girl?
Mm-hmm. J-I-M-I.
James? For a girl? This is the one that... This was on the Today Show.
Farrell's dad's name is Chuck.
I like Chuck.
For a girl?
I think it's cute.
Chucky?
Come here, Chuck. Hey, Chuck.
It works well around Halloween. Okay. What about you? Karen's dad.
Karen's dad's name is either Dick or Richard. But they call him Rich. That's a tough one.
I don't know if Dick works for a little girl. Traditionally. You know what I'm saying?
Why? Just, when I was reading through this story at first, I was thinking, I know a girl's name, or I know a boy's name they'll never take for girls. And then she said it out loud. Remember, I'm 12 inside. John Pickens got traffic on the fives.
I could tell. Okay. No new accidents to let you know about right now. I-10, I-110 are looking actually really good. But if you're traveling on Airport Boulevard between I-110 and Palafox, know that the railroad tracks are closed there, so you can't go through that area. You must use Hancock Lane or Brent Lane to get you to the other side. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
I really think that Jenna didn't even know what she said until after she said it.
I don't think so either.
Traditionally, Dick works for a
tough one.
I don't know if Dick works for a little girl. Traditionally. You know what I'm saying?
Traditionally. Oh, you just don't expect, one of the Bush daughters. You don't really. 7:57 here on News Radio 92.3. Oh my God, where are we now? Yeah, I thought that story was crazy. Just absolutely crazy. 437-1620, 437-1620. Speaking of cars, why not? If you need to get that new vehicle, I recommend Frontier Motors as a place that you start your shopping experience. Here's why. A lot of times what happens is you kind of think you have an idea about a car, and then maybe you look around like online, and then you decide, I'm going to go here, I'm going to go here, I'm going to go here, and look at what they've got. Go to Frontier because they've got them all right next to each other. So you want a minivan? Well, you can try 5, 10 different minivans. You want a truck? You can try 5 or 10 different trucks. And one of the things that's, you notice when you shop for cars is you've got it in your head that I want this make and model, but what you know is like the 07 that you drive now or the 15 that you drive now or whatever. And they change something in the 22 or the 21. And you try the 21 and you're like, ooh, I don't really like that so much. And that's why you want to have a variety of them so that you can compare, because you don't want to just put up with a thing because you're used to that make and model. You want to really enjoy the car you're driving, and it might be time for a change for you, whether it's a brand or whatever. And if they have what you want at Frontier, great. If they don't have what you want, send them to go shopping for it. They go buying cars all the time. I mean, they go to car auctions like 3 days a week, so they're always looking for cars. So Frontier Motors, good quality used cars, low miles, great condition cars. They warranty up to 10 years, up to 100,000 miles because they know they're good quality cars. Serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years behind the big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi. 7:59 here on News Radio 92.3. What else do we have coming up? Phil, the Mayflower is going to be 2 weeks, the 22nd, Friday the 22nd at Cordova Mall for Mana Food Pantries. Really big food raiser every year for them because that's how they get all of their stores in for the winter, for all of the difficult months for a lot of our local families who need help. Coastal Moving and Storage, WEAR Channel 3 News Radio, and of course Cat Country 98.7. Anything that is a canned or non-perishable item is good, but particularly peanut butter. I always say peanut butter is always a good one. 22nd.
Local news.